Well, our second scripture reading today is the story of Mary and Martha. It is a good scripture for us to hear as we continue our series on God's welcome and think about what true hospitality is. True hospitality does not ask us to give and give and give until we are exhausted, but asks us to prioritize what is really important. So let's listen now to God's word to us this morning from the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Friends, this is the word of the Lord for us this morning. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. We gather here this morning, O Lord, to acknowledge the mystery that we are not alone in this world, the mystery that you are here, that you breathe life into us, Lord, that the whole creation is full of you. We are here to listen together for the word you have for us, like Mary sitting at your feet. So help us to set aside every distraction and to focus for these moments on the mystery revealed to us in Jesus. Help us to deepen our relationship with him. Amen. It's hard to say no. How many people find it easier to say yes than to say no? If you're a person that finds it easier to say yes than say no, raise your hand. Okay. Kind of about 50-50. You know, I'm surprised. This service, I think, we had a little more yeses than in the other service. We were about 50-50. Well, sometimes saying yes to too many things keeps us from having the energy and the time and the enthusiasm to say yes to what is most important. Sometimes we have to say no to say yes, so that we can say yes to what God wants us to prioritize, as Martha learned from Jesus. If you are familiar with the story of Mary and Martha, then you know that Martha is one of those people that we would call a doer. She is one of those folks who gets up when the sun starts to show its face and does not stop until the moon is fully shining. She is someone who sleeps quickly because there is so much that always needs to be done. At Southminster, we have many wonderful doers, and that's a good thing, because if we didn't have them, things would not get done. I know when I hear this story, I identify more with Martha than I do with Mary. Well, Martha heard that Jesus was coming to their village, and she did not know him, but had heard of this amazing man that some were saying was the Messiah, this long-awaited Messiah that people had been looking for. Well, who would entertain this great man, she wondered. Our small, dusty town doesn't have any place suitable to host someone like him. Her house was humble, with brown dirt floors, but had a few rooms, and was actually probably the nicest in the village. She was not prepared to host a guest and had a lot of her own work to do. But she decided that she would offer hospitality to Jesus and open her home to him and welcome him. There wasn't much time to prepare. He was the most important visitor she had ever hosted, and she wanted everything to be perfect for him. But she had already made many promises. She'd said yes already to a lot of people that she was helping out. Martha had said yes to them, and now she had said yes to hosting Jesus. And this is an important little fact. In the original Greek translation, the word used for tasks and work imply again that she wasn't just preparing for Jesus. She had a long list of to-dos, and she had promised many things to many people. Well, Jesus and his disciples arrived at her home, and Martha and her sister Mary were in awe. Jesus was so strong and yet gentle. He was so wise, but yet he was down to earth. He was so comfortable to be around. He was about 30 years old, but when he spoke, he had this wisdom of someone much, much older, of one of the elders. Martha offered Jesus and his disciples a seat, some refreshments, and continued preparing a meal for her guests. Mary, her sister, was so excited. This was her chance to listen and learn and meet and be near the Messiah. The passage says that Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. And this short verse, verse 39, is very significant. That image of Mary sitting and listening at Jesus' feet was the image of a disciple, someone who had pledged themselves and was going to be a follower of someone else and kind of commit to their way of life. Now, people hearing this story in the ancient world would have picked up immediately on that clue. You know, we read that and that doesn't mean anything to us, but right away, a light bulb would have been off for them that, wow, she's becoming a disciple. She's going to be a real follower. This was also surprising for the original hearers because she was a woman. Women weren't supposed to be sitting at the feet of Jesus. They weren't supposed to be becoming a disciple. She was supposed to be in the kitchen helping and not out there sitting and learning and listening with the men. This image told the original hearers that there was something different about Jesus because he wasn't excluding anyone. He invited women. He invited children. He invited sinners. He invited Samaritans. All those people who traditionally were on the margins of society and who were the outcasts. He was asking them to come and to follow him and to be his disciples. But as Mary is sitting there listening to Jesus, learning about God and about how she should live her life, realizing that when she leaves this evening, she is going to leave as a changed woman. She's going to have new priorities. She's going to have a new sense of purpose. And as all those wonderful things is happening, a problem arises. Martha is doing all the work. Martha goes right up to Jesus and says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work? Tell her to help me." Martha wanted to be hospitable, and she had done a lot of work preparing for Jesus on top of all the regular work she had to do. But she was becoming distracted by saying yes to so many things. She was being stretched too thin by serving in too many different capacities. She had lost sight of what was really important. By saying yes to everything on her plate, she didn't have time to even sit and relax and listen to Jesus. Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one." Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Jesus does not criticize Martha for her hospitality. Jesus does not criticize her for working hard. She's distracted. That's the issue. Not that her work is wrong, but at that moment, her busyness, her good intention of saying yes and trying to help everyone has interfered with something uniquely important. Her ability to listen to Jesus. Her ability to begin a relationship with him and know the Messiah who's in her very house. Sometimes, like Martha, our commitment to what we are doing, whether it is trying to provide hospitality or trying to serve others, can actually distract us from what is most important. When we do too much, both personally and as a church congregation, we get tired. tired and burned out, and we can miss what God actually wants us to do. Sometimes we have to say no to what we think needs to be done, even to church events that we have done for a long time, to free ourselves, to focus on what really matters. Sometimes we have to say no to say yes to something greater. But when my friend Abigail got married, she moved to Crawfordsville, Indiana, where her husband was an administrator at Wabash College. She decided to host a New Year's Eve party and was hoping that a lot of her friends from Chicago would make the 3-hour drive down to Crawfordsville. She was the first one of kind of our group to get married, so the rest of us were all still single, living on the north side of Chicago. And so there was a caravan of people who got in their cars, and they actually did drive down in the cold to Crawfordsville, Indiana to go to the party. Well, Abigail had prepared a lovely party for us. But when we got there, we were a little surprised to learn that we would be sleeping at different neighbors' houses. You see, Abigail wanted us to have, and I still remember her phrase, a door-based environment. She wanted everybody to have a comfortable bed to sleep in, and she wanted them to have a door. And her house did not have enough room, you know, for these 8 friends who had all come down from Chicago. Well, we had brought pillows and sleeping bags. We were just expecting to, you know, sleep on her living room floor. And so we were disappointed because we wanted to all be together. There were very few times when we were all gathered in the same place, especially now that she lived 3 hours away. And we wanted to be able to talk way into the night. We wanted to be able to get up and have breakfast together. And she had this kind of elaborate plan with maps, and you two were going to this person, and you two were going to this person, and we were spread out at these new neighbors' houses. To us, it was more important to be together than to have a comfortable bed at a stranger's house. Sometimes, our commitment to what we are doing, whether it is trying to provide hospitality or trying to serve others, can actually distract us from what is truly important, the relationships that we build with others. Sometimes we have to say no in order to say yes. Well, we can imagine Mary saying, "Martha, if Jesus leaves here and you are never even able to listen to his teaching, would that be right? Would it have been worth it to have even hosted him? What was all the work for? If Jesus was here in your very own house and you never even got to talk to him or listen to what he said or develop a relationship with him, why did you host him in the first place?" Sometimes we have to let go of our expectations about what we should be doing to focus on what really matters. So we also, as a congregation, need to ask ourselves, are we like Martha, distracted? Do we have so many good things going on, and are we working so hard to keep them going that sometimes we lose sight of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus? When we plan events, when we allocate our budgets, when we invest our time and energy and meet in our ministry teams, are we as a church prioritizing, developing, and deepening our relationship with Jesus and inviting others to do the same? If we find ourselves tired and burned out and doing all the work ourselves with no one signing up and no one willing to help, that's a clue that we may be spending our time on the wrong things. That is what Jesus explained in our first scripture reading. And that's also what he explained to Martha. He said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus knew that Martha could not do it all herself, and neither can you, and neither can I. And that is not what he asks of us. Jesus does not want us to carry heavy burdens or burn ourselves out, but wants to give us rest. And he wants to do that both for us as individuals and as a church. Before coming to Southminster, I worked at Fourth Presbyterian Church. It's a large church, and it had tons and tons of activities and events going on all the time. It was very important that we had a full calendar and lots of speakers coming in and lots of interesting things going on. But even as a large church, it was often hard to get people to come to programs. So we would be bringing in this great speaker, and still, you know, people were busy. Maybe it wasn't a good night. And so we oftentimes had to work really hard to call people, to twist their arms to come to our programs. And suddenly, like a light bulb went off for me. If I'm having to work this hard to get people to come for this program, maybe this isn't what God wants us to be doing as a church. Maybe we're putting our energy in the wrong place. Even if this is what our leaders think we need to be doing, even if this is the way they think a church is, we've got to have these programs if we're a successful church. Sometimes we have to say no to what we have done in the past so that we will have energy and time to say yes to something new. Sometimes we have to even say no to perfectly good ideas, because if we say yes, it will interfere with what God needs us to focus on. Remember, there was nothing wrong with Martha's desire to host Jesus in all the work she did. But she had spread herself too thin. She was distracted. And she almost missed the chance to get to know Jesus. And the same is often true for us. Sometimes we have to say no to say yes. Amen. Well, during this God's Welcome series, if you've been here, you know we're doing something a little new. And so we break up in small groups for about 5 minutes, and we reflect a little bit on one of the questions raised in our sermon. And so I'm going to ask you to do that now. And our question is, what do you need to say yes or no to in order to prioritize what really matters? This is a big question. And so you can, you know, brainstorm about it now, but I really want you to think about it in the week ahead. What do you need to say no in your life to so that you can say yes to something more important that God wants you to do? And we need to think about this both personally and as a church. So if you wouldn't mind now, if you could move into small groups and just share a little bit, and you can answer this for yourself personally, or you can answer this in terms of thinking of our church, what we need to say no or say yes to. So please join your neighbors.
You have our club, and now you're praise team.